Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. On us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Right, in our time is exactly 8:36 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. It's a beautiful witness day. Back in the day, that will be mommy's night. Do people still do that? I don't know, man. I'm old. Anyway, hope and pray that you're doing well. Today, we are having a really, really good conversation. And today, we're basically just going to be, we're all in the space of developing ourselves, right? You are very, very important and you need to work on yourself and you need to keep working on yourself, all right? So right now we're having a conversation with someone that you're very, very familiar with, actually. You know her very well. You listen, when I mention her name, you'll be like, oh my gosh, like where she's been? Lady Hem Matsi. How are you doing today?
I'm so good. I'm in good spirits. I'm in good health.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for having me in this space.
Yeah,
exciting.
Yeah.
The energy is so positive in here.
Yeah, it's lovely, man. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I think that a lot of people that will also hear your name will definitely have the same question, right? Where have you been?
I have been doing life.
Yeah.
Outside of social media and media.
Uh-huh.
I have been being a mommy. I have been business managing and leading teams.
Yeah,
it's been an exciting chapter in my life. So I've been enjoying that.
Okay. So in terms of coming back onto the scene, if you will, right? Obviously, there's a lot of things that you were working on that we're just unfamiliar with behind the scenes. How does it feel coming back to the space right now?
Honestly speaking, it feels a bit weird in a way, because so many things have changed. Social media has changed. Just organizing an event, what we used to do and what has to be done now, it's like
it's completely different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm learning new things and I'm excited, really. I am.
Oh no, exciting. I'm excited for you, actually. So to anyone who's tuning in right now and probably just doesn't know what you have been up to, what are the crowns or the titles that you're holding today?
So I am a founder and I'm an entrepreneur. I have founded a couple of entities such as Africa's Promet Supplies, Africa's Farming.
Yeah.
I'm also into farming and of course Diagonal Lab. I'm the MD there. So I have been really developing myself. I've been learning. I have been getting my master's in business management.
Girl! Yeah! Congratulations.
Yes. So we graduated with 4 distinctions. I'm not showing off. I'm just sharing.
Oh, no, absolutely. Give another air horn, please. I mean. You know, that's fantastic, man. No, like looking back at how your journey started, right? Obviously, we're going to be having the conversation pertaining to the business masterclass that you're having.
Yeah.
And I think obviously now you mentioning all of that makes us also just a little bit more relaxed and, you know, confident that we're going to walk away with a lot from your business masterclass, right?
Yeah.
But looking at where you are and everything that you've achieved now, what are some of the things that you had to overcome? And I ask this question because as a business owner, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scene that a lot of people don't know, that we also don't share, you know? So what are some of those things that you had to overcome to come to this point to be like, you know what, I'm ready to share what I learned along the way?
Okay, so I think for me, the most important, not the most important, but one of the most important is definitely just how to manage cash flow. I'm telling you now, if you don't have proper knowledge on how to manage cash flow, you are not going to make it very far.
Yeah.
So that for me was very important. But also just the importance of having a proper team, building teams as entrepreneurs is very important for us.
Yeah,
so that we are able to really see our dreams coming to fruition. And mental health, man. That has been a big one. And I think we can talk more about it when we talk about the event. Because
It's
such a key pillar in the business masterclass.
It's like how business owners deal with mental health or how that affects them. I mean, we can get into
how,
it now.
How business owners deal with mental health.
Yeah.
But also, I think more importantly, really, how do we create environments at work that we are equipped as entrepreneurs and as team leaders to resolve conflict at the workplace, to make sure that we don't have toxic working environment, and to really create an environment that is conducive to productivity and success of our employees and our team members, and as for all of us as a team. Yes, I think that is one of the most important, especially if you're looking at where Namibia is, especially when you look at the statistics, that we are officially ranked number one in Africa and fifth in the world where suicide is concerned. Man, that is some really disturbing statistics.
Yeah, it's very scary stats. Yeah. So let's talk about, I'm curious to know about failure. Right? Yeah. A lot of the times people will say, and it's cliche, I think all of us have heard it at this point, right? Fail forward.
Yeah.
Just failing in a business sense, how important is it to actually fail? And I ask that because, yes, it's scary. Yes, it doesn't feel nice in the moment. But I've also seen a lot of people blossom forward.
Yeah.
So failure in the business context, how important is it?
You know, I used to be so scared about failure. In fact, I thought failure was a bad thing until I recognized and understood that failure is part of the process. Most of the people who have thrived and who have created amazing entities have failed here and there.
Yeah.
What's important is not how many times you have fallen. The key is, do you keep getting up?
Yeah.
That's where the power is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the businesses that you owned that didn't make it, that we don't know about.
Yes.
What would those be, and what are some of the lessons that you learned from that process?
Okay, like I said earlier,
yeah,
I think one of the most important lessons for me is managing cash flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some of the businesses that I've started that didn't work was really just due to mismanagement of cash flow.
Yeah.
But then there is one thing that I've learned that was not even part of my MBA.
Yeah.
Which is strategic business relationships and partnerships. I'm telling you now,
a power of collaboration.
Mm. If you start a business with partners who don't have the same vision as you, who together you can not come up with a vision for the organization.
I mean,
remember, as entrepreneurs, each person have got your own vision of what you want to achieve, how you want the organization to look like.
Yeah.
But what's important is for a shared vision to be articulated, understood, and jointly pursued. And when that doesn't happen, that's where business start to fail, because partnerships fall apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Leading to business failure.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Alrighty, let's talk about the masterclass.
Yeah.
How did this idea pop in your mind? Is it your first ever, or are there others that you've actually hosted before?
Well, this is the first time for me, and I'm so excited about it. And really the aim was, it was just inspired by the principles that I believe in.
Like
when you learn, you must teach. When you get, you must give.
Yeah.
And when you've got wealth of experience, you must share. So it was looking to the working environment and seeing, look, as a business leader, but also as a team leader, there are so many issues, especially when it comes to issues that tie in with mental health. I'm so passionate about mental health because I've realized that as human beings, we are not able to be productive and to reach the highest level of success and productivity if our mental health is in a bad space.
We are not able
to do that.
So
when you find that your mental health is now in a good space,
when
you start thriving, you start realizing that, is this the energy that I have? Is this where the levels that I can reach to? But you can only do that when your mental health is clear and you're in a good mental space and able to work.
What are some of the key objectives, if you will, or I'm trying to use some business terms here, or the focus of the business masterclass? What am I going to walk away with when I attend your business masterclass?
So in the business masterclass, in volume one, we have unpacked issues such as organizational culture, the importance of all of us having our different cultures, but coming up with a shared culture as the organization. We have also unpacked issues of conflict at the workplace and the importance of our entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs being equipped to resolve issues of conflict at the workplace. And just what do we need to be able to understand the importance of teamwork for us to achieve goals and targets and move our organizations to even greater heights.
And tickets, where can we get them, or how do we register for it? How do we get that information?
The tickets are available at webtickets.com/LadyMatsy.
Yes.
So get your tickets. The normal tickets are going for $100. VIP goes for $200, then it includes popcorn as well as soft drink.
Yeah,
so we are excited. The event is taking spot on the 24th of October.
Yeah.
Tekineko Groovemore right here in Ventura.
Okay.
But ticket sales close this coming Saturday, the 18th of October.
Yeah.
So the tickets are only available until this Saturday.
Yeah. No, fantastic, man. We're so proud of you, honestly, as Fresh Breakfast, obviously, and Fresh FM as well. We know you. You've been around for a little minute, you know what I mean? And we are so happy to see the growth that you have. It makes me very happy to see you looking so good, glowing and healthy, and just strong and powerful. I can genuinely see that you've stepped into your power, and I celebrate you for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that at the event, I'm hoping that entrepreneurs are going to show up.
Yeah,
I think there's a specific group of people that I would really love to celebrate with, and these are entrepreneurs. Now entrepreneurs are people within organization. They didn't start them, but they are bringing creativity and innovation to the team.
Now if we look
at the future media, let me bring it home.
If we
look at the future media brand and Fresh FM,
yeah,
I mean the breakfast show, you guys founded at Levels and you elevated
come on
I mean with that you are entrepreneurs within Fresh the Fresh FM brand.
Yes,
I just wanted to take that this moment to give you your flowers, man.
Yeah, you thank you so much.
Yes.
I partner, say it, man.
Yes, do that thing, do that thing.
Oh, yeah. Now we receive it. Thank you so much, man. You're more than welcome to also just get your tickets at webtickets.com.na/ Lady Matsi. Get that business class ticket for yourself. It's all happening. You said 25th, right?
24th.
Oh, 24th of October.
Next week Friday.
Yes. At exactly 6 p.m. at Sturkenicker, right?
6:30 for 7.
Yeah.
And remember, ticket sales close this coming Saturday.
Yes. Do a little something, man, just to invest in yourself, because the return is definitely guaranteed to be worth it.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.